Rory, final game of the season. We tripped the Royal. What is the team news ahead of the game?
Owen Toole misses out through suspension. I think 5 bookings in 35 games for a centre back is actually really good, and maybe something needs to be looked at there, where when you get to a certain amount of games, you get a yellow card ticking off or something, because I think it's very, very harsh that a centre back or a whole midfield player or whatever misses out in the last game through five yellows. So anyway, it is what it is. We knew going in over the last number of weeks what the situation was. So we miss Owen, who's been brilliant for us, and we miss Junior. Obviously, his loan agreement we didn't dock, so Junior's been fantastic since he's came to the club as well. So two big players, but I think we've dealt quite well with missing players this season, and hopefully that's the same now against Dundalk.
Of course, it hasn't been a great ground for Derry over the years. It's your old stomping ground. You'll be going up there tomorrow night and hoping to get one up on them and tick off maximum points.
I think it's 2013 was the last time we won in Oriel Park. So, but we'll go there. We've nothing to lose. We had a great one last week, so we'll be asking for a similar type performance and playing the front foot and try and pick up a big 3 points in a really difficult venue against a team in good form.
Of course, it's big stakes tomorrow night, Rory. 3 points could possibly get you that 4 spot if things go your way elsewhere, and of course a good chance of Europe then. Maybe if St. Pat's could do a 3 in the cup.
All we can do is focus on trying to win our game, see where it leaves us. If it's good enough, brilliant. If it's not, then I think the players still, regardless of what happens tomorrow night, the players deserve huge credit for what they've given over the last number of months, and it won't be for the want to try, and if it doesn't work out, but we'll go there fully prepared and fully focused on trying to get a big 3 points.
Of course, then it comes to that time of the year, the ins and outs of a club. Obviously you've done your business with Michael Duffy and Patrick McElhinney. Do you expect many others to come in? Where do you feel that maybe you need to strengthen for next year?
I'll keep that bit to myself, but no, there will be incomings and we'll announce in due course, but we need to fully focus now on Friday night, and we can talk more about that after.
Yeah, all right, thanks. Good man.